views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, the other day, I was up in Boise, Idaho, giving a health lecture to a large group of people, actually two nights on a Monday and a Tuesday. And the local people there putting on the seminar were actually, they've colluded with the local hospital, and they had people come out to give free bone density tests. And, of course, at the end of the seminar, everybody's sort of packing up and loading the trucks and folding our tents and getting ready to go. And they started teasing me, "Come on, Doc, why don't you get your bone density test, huh? Let's see what a 70-year-old guy can do here on the bone density test." So this was using the heel, and, of course, I scored the same bone density as an 18-year-old athlete. Well, there you go. And they were shocked because they've never seen a 70-year-old person, man or woman, with that level. Well, of course, I've been taking the Mighty 90 in one form or another for, oh, gosh, since 1958. That's 51 years. And, of course, I've been taking our OsteoFX Plus and all the glucogel plus the Mighty 90 in the liquid form since 31 years. And so I can tell you that it works. I have the bone density, according to an independent technician, never saw him before in my life, with the machinery from the local health hospital thing, and I have the bone density of an 18-year-old athlete. So there you go. There's just another way to show that everything we talk about works. Now, let's just look at the scorecard on the doctor's side. According, now this stuff all comes from Dr. Lucien LePay, who is the head of the Department of Public Health at Harvard Medical School, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta, Georgia, U.S. News and World Report, and also the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, which is a Dr. Barbara Starfield. All right. So at any rate, when you take just in-house, let's just take hospitals first in their workplace, American doctors and American hospitals inflict against American patients 300,000 killed every year. They go in for small things. The doctor kills them for one reason or another. 1.3 million physical injuries, 2 million infections, of which 100,000 die. And then there's 2.2 million untoward or bad drug reactions, of which up to ranging from 250,000 to 1.5 million of which are killed. A increase and deaths from prescription drugs that are given to people who are at home is up 700% in the last 20 years. You add all that up, it's 5.8 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected patients, American patients, in American hospitals at the hands of doctors. Then when you look at the casualties inflicted upon patients, in American clinics and private doctors' offices by American doctors every year, it's 9.2 million. So you add them together, it's 15 million casualties inflicted on Americans every year by doctors. Doctors are, without a doubt, the most dangerous. They make terrorists pale by comparison. Doctors are the most dangerous people on earth. And so that actually, following the doctor's instructions, we now rank 48th in the world when it comes to health and longevity. We're spending three-quarters of the world's annual expenditure for healthcare. In 1990, we ranked 17th. And by 2000, we ranked 24th. 2005, we ranked 46th. And currently, we rank 48th. Okay? So with all this money, three-quarters of the world's annual expenditure, that's $2.3 trillion we're spending every year now for healthcare, and we're going down, 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 down. Obviously, it's the wrong recipe. Doctors have little or no clue how to increase longevity. Their average lifespan themselves, the average lifespan, according to their own research published in medical journals, is age 56, and they die from cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Medical doctors are not the go-to people for longevity and health. Obviously, if you get in a car wreck or fourth-degree burns, you fall off a roof, or you get shot or mugged or bludgeoned or whatever, you have to go to an emergency room. If you're conscious, your hope and your prayer is that the doctor in charge of the emergency room when you get there is sober. According to Dr. Lucian LePay at the Harvard School of Public Health, 52% of licensed medical doctors in America are either intoxicated on alcohol or gorked out on street or prescription drugs during their waking day. So if you have two doctors working on you, you have a 50-50 chance that the lead doctor is drunk or gorked out on drugs. If you're one of these bad luck people, everything goes wrong. It's kind of like Murphy's Law times 10, right? If you're one of those kind of people, then they're both going to be drunk. This is why they cut off the wrong leg. This is why they kill people that go in to get a cataract removed. This is why they infect people who come in just for some minor procedure. This is why they give prescriptions for drugs you shouldn't have, or they give prescriptions to somebody who already is on 18 different drugs, and you either get injured or die from polypharmacy. Doctors are not the go-to people. You want to look to yourself. You want to take responsibility, and I urge you with all my heart and all my prayers to get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, which will teach you how to use vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils for over 900 different diseases. And if you can read the fifth grade reading level, if you can actually make an oatmeal cookie from a recipe, you'll be able to do 95% of what a doctor does in his office, and a lot safer. Okay? The odds are you're not going to kill yourself clipping your ingrown toenail. Or a doctor probably could infect you or kill you, or give you a drug that will kill you, or find something else that he could have an excuse to do surgery on you and kill you. All right? So watch it. Okay, well, we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open. It's 6 a.m. Time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Longevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth Plant-Derived Minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Longevity. To order, call your local Longevity distributor today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree, but what you can do is you can call your Longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called Noni Goose Juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Fact with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And one of the things you need to carry in your purse, your briefcase, your car, all around the house, is the hand sanitizer PureWorks. It's one of our new members of our family of companies. It's called PureWorks. Not only do we have the spray and the foam hand sanitizers, we also have the sanitizers as these wet towelettes, but they are the size of a little Tums. And you add water to them, and they sort of expand. You open them up, and they're the size of, I don't know, a foot by 8 inches. Really nice hand sanitizer. And then we have the countertop and hard surface sanitizer in a spray bottle for bathrooms, babies' bedrooms, kitchens, clinics, and hospitals, and whatever. What a great thing to give your doctor for a present. PureWorks by Youngevity. Contact your Youngevity associate today. And be clean. Watch your personal hygiene. Watch everybody else's personal hygiene. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, once again, you have been vindicated. Now, this all comes from a study that was recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine and actually done where but at the Harvard School of Public Health, so it must be good stuff.
Harvard.
Yeah, at the Harvard School of Health. And what this study found was that if a surgical team takes and follows a simple checklist as pilots do before takeoff, the patient mortality rates are cut nearly in half, and the complications fell by more than a third. Now, I have heard you say that for, I believe, as long as I've been associated with you, which is about 10 years or plus now. And as soon as I read that, I'm like, wow, that's like words right out of Doc's mouth. And this was actually a study done worldwide at 8 different hospitals involving nearly 8,000 patients. And what they found was when this checklist was instituted, that the death rates dropped from 1.5%. Now, that's 1.5% of all surgeries result in death. And that then dropped to 0.8%. Serious complications fell from 11% to 7%, and these study sites included places like Seattle, Washington, London, Toronto, Canada, New Delhi, and Ifakara, Tanzania.
Which is in East Africa.
Yeah, and the lead author was a Dr. Atul Gawande, an associate professor at Harvard, and he says, we were not anticipating such a dramatic reduction. We initially planned about a 15% reduction in complications. Now, this checklist they're referring to has 19 items to be carried out throughout the surgery, 7 of those before the patient is ever anesthetized. And some of those things are actually the surgeon introducing himself or herself to the patient. And if people on the surgical staff or those that they haven't worked with in the past ever, introducing them to themselves to these people as well, so everybody's on the same page. And then another 7 are done before the first incision, and the remaining ones are then done, which would be 5, before the patient leaves the operating room. Now, these things include things like 6 checklist items are involved in basic safety issues, such as identifying the patient, making sure it's the actual...
Well, that's a good one.
The right patient. Yeah, that's a nice place to start, I thought. The surgical site, making sure it's the right one, like cutting off the leg or not cutting off the wrong one.
Remember the story with that gal in Orlando, Florida?
Oh, yeah.
She went in to have a baby, and she had her arms and legs cut off.
Yeah, come out a quadriplegic or even less. And they say the type of surgery to be performed, so making sure, you know, they don't perform a hysterectomy on a man. And then they go on to say whether there's enough blood available in case, you know, there's excessive bleeding that wasn't planned for. And guess what? Another one I've heard you harp on before, and that is counting all the sponges after the surgery to make sure they're all accounted for.
Did they ever say wash their hands?
No, they didn't. They did not. Was one that probably was not on the list because I guess they're assuming that happened. You know.
Well, you know what happens to you when you assume.
Yeah, I know. It's a bad situation for all involved. Hmm. And in fact, the guy who originally invented the idea of using a checklist, a Dr. Peter Prodevost of he actually was given the MacArthur Genius Award for creating. As soon as I read that, I thought, you know, that award should have gone to Doc.
Well, if he got it for me, that's okay. I just You know, Milan and I were finishing up a new book called Immortality, and we're dedicating it to humanity and hoping that, you know, people will survive contact with doctors. Thank you so much for sharing that one, Doug. Okay, remember, get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and save yourself. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. Lines open.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Longevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things, because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMed.
For more information on this product, call your local Longevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Longevity associate and get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. And of course, when you buy the book Hell's Kitchen from your Longevity associate, ask for a free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Salt Lake City, Utah, and Mary Beth, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Mary Beth, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking the time. I was diagnosed with a pulmonary embolism, and I've been placed on Coumadin. And I'm just wondering, they've told me it'll take 6 months to have the clot dissolve, and just wondering what I should do to, if I can improve that, and also what I will be able to do to try and come off of the Coumadin.
Okay. Well, the thing that causes embolisms, whether they're in the brain and you have kind of a type of stroke, or in a coronary artery and you have a coronary thrombosis, you get one in the lungs, it's called a pulmonary embolism. You can get them in your legs, called deep vein thrombosis. You can get them anywhere, but those are the most common places because there's a lot of small arteries there that's easy to get plugged. And almost always, I'd say 95% of the time, thromboses are caused by deficiency of the omega-3 essential fatty acids, or a ratio problem between omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. The other 5% are actually thromboses, or collections of cells that plug small arteries or veins, are from a tumor someplace, and they break loose. Instead of one cell, which will get through the little blood vessels, it's a little cluster of cells, and that can cause a thrombosis. So I'm sure your doctor has checked all that stuff out, and it's one of that 95%, which is a simple deficiency. And, of course, the way to gradually get off of Coumadin, we've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of people get off of Coumadin in many cases where their doctors have told them you'll be on Coumadin or Warfarin for the rest of your life, and they didn't want to do that because of the various complications, because they bruise all over their arms and their hands. It just looks yucky, and also can be life-threatening. There's about 30,000 people who bleed to death every year in America. You go to sleep, say, I'm a little tired, I'm going to go to bed early, and you bleed to death internally, because you've been slowly bleeding during the day when you bumped yourself getting in and out of the car, or hit your elbow on the table kind of running after a grandkid or a kid, and or maybe your dog jumped on you and caused a little blood clot. And 35,000 people bleed to death every year internally who are on these types of drugs. So, of course, if at all possible, you want to be able to wean off of them and go back to a normal life. And to do that, you want to think in terms of making sure you're getting all the known essential nutrients, the Mighty 90, which would include the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And you can do it in a simple way. Start out simply, and this goes by body weight, to use the Ultimate Classic and the EFA. That would give you all the known essential nutrients, and you would stay on your medication. You'd stay on the Coumadin for a while. And I'm assuming you go to your doctor on a regular basis where he tests your blood level of Coumadin and or your clotting time, and he's going to monitor that. Well, as you begin to improve, which means that your clotting time will get longer and longer because now your body's doing what it's supposed to, plus you got the drugs. So he'll have to gradually lower the amount of drugs every visit, okay? And that's how you do it. Stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, and carbonated drinks, particularly during meals. And call us on a regular basis. If you would, please, Mary Beth, give us an update. And I'd love to hear from you. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you have arthritis or osteoporosis, or better yet, if you don't have it, you don't want to get it, contact your Youngevity associate and ask them for the Mighty 90. You want all the known essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, plus extra glucogel, which has chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate, collagen, and hyaluronic acid in it. You want to get the OsteoFX Plus. You do all those things, you're going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae and bone itself. I mean, this is so exciting. I see such good things happen over and over and over every place I go. And remember, my own personal bone density at age 70 is that of an 18-year-old athlete done by an independent technician. This guy was just flabbergasted to see a guy my age with bones of an 18-year-old athlete. That's because I've been doing what I've been asking you to do. I've been doing it, for 51 years. Woo-hoo! Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Ozark, Arkansas. And, Sean, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Sean. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay, give you a brief history going back 2.5-3 years. I was through regular tests and scans. They diagnosed a spot in my liver. This was in 2.5 years ago. I, with no results or answers, I got fed up with being just poked on. Mm-hmm. Now, recently, we've done a biopsy on it, and of course, the biopsy returned. They couldn't really name it, and now the surgeon specialist recommends we do a surgery with the head set up for this month to just cut out part of the liver.
Okay, now is this thing growing?
It grew a very little bit, he said.
Very little?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, what I would do is get another radiologist to look at the original scans and x-rays. I would get another surgical pathologist to look at the slides. Just because one pathologist in one clinic or hospital can't name something doesn't mean it can't be named. I mean, he just may not have the experience. Unless this is an immediate thing, if you don't get this done by tonight, you know, you're going to die. I'd take an extra week and have it ask him, say, hey, I'd like this sent off to the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology or to the pathology department at Harvard Medical School or something like that, rather than let some local yokel miss something that other people see a lot of. And so that's kind of what I would do, unless it's some kind of falling down emergency. But in the meantime, regardless of what you choose to do. But that's what I would do. I'd get a second opinion from somebody who sees a lot of stuff, like the pathologist, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, which is in Washington, D.C. Your doctor knows how to get a hold of them, the Center for Disease Control, the Department of Pathology is someplace like Harvard or the University of California, some big university where they see lots of people. They're more likely to be able to make a diagnosis. You've already gone through the biopsy. You've already done all this other stuff, and they can get some sense whether this is malignant or not. Did they tell you if this was a cancer? They just don't know, or what?
Well, what they made it was a hepatocellular neoplasm, what they called it. But the
hepatocellular neoplasm.
Hepatocellular, I believe it was.
Hepatic cellular neoplasm. Well, neoplasm. That word to me kind of infers kind of a malignancy. But sometimes they use it interchangeably with the word tumor, and tumor can be a non-malignant enlargement. There's a lot of non-malignant tumors that occur in the liver. They just get as big as a golf ball or as big as a grapefruit or something like that, and they don't go anyplace else. They're not something that's going to kill you, but they can be an aggravation. They can be uncomfortable. But again, I'd get a second opinion before you do anything, unless there is a bleeding emergency that must be done tonight. I would definitely get another opinion from another pathologist and another radiologist. Then let me know what they say. Hang on, I'll come back with you, and I'm going to give you some liver nutrition after these messages.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to Arkansas and Sean. Let's see, what I want you to do just for general things for liver health here until we find out more details. No fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils. Those things all create trans fatty acids, which injure tissue that's already injured. They stimulate things to grow you don't want to grow. They can initiate cancer. They can make things worse that you already have. And then you want to stay away from burnt meats. Nothing wrong with meat, but you want to stay away from meat that's cooked well done or even medium well. You want to eat your meat medium rare or medium at the most cooked. You don't want to be eating any fat that's cooked brown because it has heterocyclic amines in it, which will also injure tissue. And then from a supplement standpoint, what do you weigh, Sean?
5'11", 250.
Okay. All right. Well, what I would do, let's go with 200 pounds here so we don't outrun the budget. Let's have you take 2 ounces a day of the Ultimate Classic. It's our liquid multiple, has 130 nutrients in it, prevents you from having to take 100 tablets, capsules, and pills 3 times a day. Once you take an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner, that'll require 2 bottles a month. The OsteoFX Plus, again, 2 ounces a day, 1 ounce at breakfast, 1 ounce at dinner. That'll require you to take 2 bottles a month. The EFAs, I'd like you to get one large 180-count bottle so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That's going to give you all the known essential nutrients. And then some antioxidants here to, again, really support the liver. The one that really is specifically required by liver is selenium. This is why it was being studied. Selenium is being studied because they were looking for things that would help protect the liver from all kinds of liver diseases, particularly breakdown of liver cells. And turns out it's sulfur-bearing amino acids, vitamin E, and selenium. So there's all that other stuff in the liquid supplements we just talked about. And so the only thing I want you to add to that Mighty 90 is the selenium, the ultimate selenium. You're going to need to get 2 bottles a month of that because of your size. I want you to take 6 of these selenium a day, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner, or 3 at breakfast and 3 at dinner. And then the OPCTs, which are a decaffeinated green tea, a grape seed extract, a grape skin extract, and a tomato extract all in one little capsule. I want you to take 6 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. And then lastly, I want you to take a liquid antioxidant, too. If you like chocolate, you can use the Cocogivity. A guy your size, you can have 3 ounces a day, an ounce at 10, an ounce at 3, an ounce at bedtime. You can put it in water or milk or whatever you want to put it in, nothing carbonated. Or if you prefer something that tastes like pomegranates and blueberries, which I love, it's a great taste, we have one called Phenomenal. It's a concentrate. Put 1 ounce and 8 ounces of water. Or we've got a new member of our family of companies at Youngevity called Ovation. And one of their top products is a product called Tryon. It comes in little pouches like tea bags, only it's a powder. And you tear that pouch open, drop it in 8 to 10 ounces of water, and it'll give you 15,000 auric points per serving. If you have 4 of those little bags a day, that'll give you 60,000 auric points a day. And, of course, super antioxidant protection. And this is what you want here, to really give some protection to your liver. And so inquire. Insist that you get to send your scans and x-rays to another radiologist for another opinion. The biopsy you want to send to some big pathology lab, again, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, Harvard Medical School, or University of California, something like that, and then make your decision based on that. But I would do these nutritional things regardless, and then let me know what the new information finds. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Elmira, New York. And Jean, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Jean, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering what causes tremors. Like, I have mild tremors in my right hand.
Okay. How long have you had these?
My handwriting.
How long have you had these?
Oh, probably 10, 15 years.
Okay. Have you ever had a stroke?
No.
Okay. Do you get anything else in that hand or right side, like numbness or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have these been progressive, or do they reach kind of a level and it's been the same for 10 years?
Yeah, it's been pretty much the same, and I don't have resting tremors. It's only when I use my hand.
Okay, those are called intention tremors. Okay, and so, yeah, what you can do, of course, is stay away from caffeine, like iced tea, hot tea. You can drink caffeine-free teas, like herbal teas, and there's black teas that say caffeine-free. They've removed the caffeine, so you could drink those. You could drink, coffee bags or tea bags with individual servings of coffee in them that are caffeine-free, so you get those if you like that kind of stuff. You want to stay away from caffeine and soft drinks, and even chocolate has caffeine in it. You got to watch it. And then you want to stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, anything that has the propensity to either produce directly or indirectly free radicals of trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, or acrylamides. Again, no fried foods covers a lot of territory. No fried eggs, no fried potatoes, no fried vegetables, no stir-fried vegetables, no fried chicken, fish, shrimp, clams, nothing like that. And then on the, what do you weigh, Jane?
180, 5'9".
Oh, okay. And how tall are you?
5'9".
Okay. So what I'm going to recommend is the Mighty 90, and what I'll have you do is take 3 tablespoons a day. Just short, it would be 1.5 ounces. 3 tablespoons a day. It's a tablespoon of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or breakfast, dinner, and bedtime of the Ultimate Classic, our liquid mineral with 130 nutrients in it. And then I'd like you to get the Osteo FX Plus, the liquid mineral multiple that features calcium and magnesium. I want you to take 3 tablespoons of that one a day. It's going to be a tablespoon of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or breakfast, dinner, and bedtime, again with some water. And so you're going to go through 1.5 bottles a month of each of these liquids. I want you to get the EFAs, large 180-count bottles, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. I'd like you to get 2 of the 90-count bottles, because that's as big as they come, the 2 90-count bottles of EFA Pluses, so you can take 3 of those at breakfast and dinner. And then I'd like you to eat, at your body weight, I'd like you to eat 4 eggs a day. At least half of them, at least 2 of them, should be soft scrambling butter or soft poached, are soft boiled, not hard boiled, not hard poached, and not hard scrambled. You can have them as a soft veggie omelet for breakfast. You could have 2 of them or half of these 4 eggs a day, hard boiled and chopped up in salads with lunch or dinner or both. You can have red meat, chicken, and fish, again, not fried. And I'd like you to have one other antioxidant, the Ultimate Selenium. You could take 2 of those 3 times a day or 3 twice a day, the Ultimate Selenium. If you prefer the liquids, you could use the EQ factor. You could take 3 ounces of that a day. It really tastes great. It has resveratrol and extracts of seaweed and all kinds of weird mosses and things like that in there. Resveratrol from the Japanese knotweed is very similar to the resveratrol chemically. It's very similar to the resveratrol that comes out of red wine. And stay away from sugar. No sugar, natural or processed. That means no dry cereals, no instant cereals, no hot cereals, no Pop-Tarts, no Pillsbury toasts or strudels, no donuts, no pancakes and waffles with syrup, no barbecue sauce, no soft drinks. Got to stay away from all that kind of stuff. And usually these tremors will get significantly better or totally go away within weeks. You support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the brain and the peripheral nerves, the spinal cord, the central nervous system, brain, spinal cord. Amazing things happen. But you gotta love your brain, your spinal cord, your peripheral nerves. You got to get rid of the bad foods, and you got to deal with making sure you get plenty of nutrition to support and promote the production of healthy neurotransmitters. If you want to throw in the true chocolate, you could do that for weight loss. Throw in 2 or 3 of those, say 15 to 30 minutes before meals with 2 glasses of water. And call me every 2 weeks if you would please, Jane. Give me a progress or lack of progress report. We can tweak things as we go along here. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or toll free at 888-379-2552.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff for the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And, Doug, let's go to callers.
Well, let's stay right there in New York and head to Erin, New York. And, Sharon, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Sharon. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi.
Hi there. What's up?
My husband has nasal polyps in one side of his nose. And the doctor wants to operate. And he wondered about getting a second opinion. He really hates to have an operation. We wondered what you thought.
Yeah, you don't want to get an operation if you don't really, 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 really need one, right?
Right.
There's always risk. No matter how simple the procedure might seem on the surface, there's always risk. And there's a basic reason why these things happen. Let's see, is your husband or has he been a smoker?
Just when he was a teenager, not for very long.
Okay. And what kind of work did he do? Is he retired or is he still working?
He was a mechanic mostly. He was a painter for 8 years, and
okay.
Then he's been a mechanic.
Okay, so he dealt with paint thinners and solvents and fuels and lubricants and all this weird stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so it's usually a chronic irritation, like 20 years of smoking or dealing with chemicals. We see a lot of nasal and sinus polyps and people who, you know, like machinists and painters and things like that, because they're dealing with solvents and paint thinners and fuels and all kinds of chemicals. And they get these chronic irritations. Farmers get them, too, and they deal with a lot of fertilizer, dust, and so on. So, obviously, if he's retired, then that's good because he's at least removing the source of irritation, chronic irritation. And what I would do is, how much does he weigh?
152, 154.
Okay, well, let's just say 150 for round figures here. And how old is he?
73.
Say again?
73.
Okay, a mere child. Okay, so middle age doesn't even begin until 80, so he's got a ways to go until he's middle age. All right, let's see if we can help him out here. I'd like him to use some an anti-inflammatory stuff, like the CM cream. He can put it on either side of his nose. He can actually put it on a little Q-tip and put it up in the nasal passage that has the polyps, and that can relieve inflammation and we can hope that there'll be some reduction in physical size of these things. Also, I'd want him to take the Mighty 90, the ultimate classic, the liquid multiple with 130 nutrients in it, and his body weight, it's kind of, he's borderline. I don't want him to get diarrhea. So let's start him out with a tablespoon twice a day. A tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner, so one bottle is going to last him a month of that ultimate classic. I'd get him the Osteo FX Plus, again, one quart a month, a tablespoon twice a day, a tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner. I'd also have him get something like either that he can try the peppermint oil or he can try the eucalyptus oil, which I particularly like for sinuses. And again, put a little bit of that on either side of his nose every day. Just don't get his fingers in his eyes. It won't hurt his eyes. It just feel like it's burning, but like you get something in your eye. But no need to do that. Just be aware he shouldn't be touching his eyes with his fingers after he puts it by his nose over the polyps. And that'll, in addition to the CM cream, that'll help relieve inflammation. And it's going to take some time to reduce the size of these things where he won't notice they're there. He needs to be drinking water before he goes to bed. He needs to learn to sleep on his side. He needs to sleep on the side that does not have the polyps. If he has polyps on both sides, it doesn't seem to matter. But he's got, for instance, if all the polyps are on the right side of his nose and the right nasal passages, then he should sleep on his left side so that the nasal polyps are high up so that any drainage doesn't build up around them and cause snoring and all that kind of stuff. And so it's going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of work here, but I think these things can be reduced in size sometimes 10%, 25%, 30%, 50%, just by these little maneuvers, and that reduces them enough where they don't block the nasal passages, they don't make you sound stuffy all the time, and reduces the snoring and all that kind of stuff, reduces the discomfort. And he just needs to stay away from things that are a constant irritant, like dust and chemicals. He shouldn't be using spray chemicals around the house. If he's going to do laundry, he needs to use liquid laundry detergent as opposed to powders and that sort of stuff. Call me every couple of weeks, Sharon. Give me a progress report on your hubby.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.